Hare Krishna, dear children and families. Tonight is story 009, Putana, Krishna's Astonishing Mercy. Previously, in the meeting of Nanda and Vasudeva, the peaceful cowherd village of Gokula awakened to joy and celebration. Nanda Maharaja prepared a festival for the wondrous arrival of baby Krishna, filling the whole community with happiness. Neighbors came with gifts, garlands, and sweet songs. Yashoda was radiant as she cradled her beloved son, while the sounds of birds and cows warmed everyone's hearts. In the midst of these gentle festivities, a divine sense of wonder surrounded Krishna's childhood. Tonight we continue from that moment into a breathtaking story of both danger and the extraordinary mercy of little Krishna. As the sun rose over the soft, dew-covered grasses of Gokula, Nanda Maharaja's heart remembered a warning from Vasudeva, Krishna's secret real father. Vasudeva had whispered, "Please take shelter of Krishna, for danger may come." Nanda took those words seriously, quietly praying to the Supreme Lord to protect his precious baby. Hidden miles away in the city of Mathura, the cruel King Kamsa was growing impatient. He knew that a powerful child had been born in Gokula, and he feared for his throne. To stop the prophecy that threatened him, Kamsa summoned Putana, a fierce Rakshasi, an ogress with a dreadful task. She was known for wandering land to land, searching for infants to harm. "Go at once to Gokula," Kamsa commanded, "and destroy every baby you find." Putana disguised herself. She assumed the most enchanting form, a tall, beautiful lady with shining skin, glittering jewels, and fragrant flowers in her hair. No one guessed her true nature as she glided into Gokula like a gentle breeze. The elders and mothers were astonished, thinking she must be a heavenly visitor. Step by step, Putana walked to Nanda Maharaja's home. The doors opened before her as if by magic, and everyone became spellbound by her beauty. Soon, she entered the room where little Krishna lay, peaceful and glowing on his soft bed. Putana leaned in, her face gentle, her arms soft as she picked up baby Krishna. She settled him in her lap, pretending to be a nurse, while secretly her heart was full of poison. For a moment, the baby Krishna looked up at her and gently closed his eyes. Some say he did this because he did not wish to accept her cruel glance, or perhaps he was showing his mercy even to the wicked. Then Putana pressed her breast, smeared with deadly poison, to Krishna's mouth, pretending to nurse him. Everyone else watched, not realizing the danger. But Krishna, the Supreme Lord himself, is never helpless. As soon as he began to suck, he did not only drink the poisonous milk, he drew out Putana's very life air. Suddenly, Putana screamed, her eyes bulged and she struggled, for an extraordinary power was sapping her strength. But Krishna's tiny hands held her tight. She jumped up, flailing around the room, but Krishna clung to her breast and continued to suck. At last, Putana could take no more. She shrieked one terrible last cry, and her magic disguise vanished. This pastime reveals Krishna's astonishing mercy. Even though Putana came with a wicked plan, Krishna accepted the motherly way she approached, magnifying even the smallest appearance of devotion. He purified her with his touch and granted her a place as a mother in his spiritual world. This teaches us that Krishna sees the good in everyone and rewards every little bit of service offered to him, no matter our faults. If we turn to him sincerely, remembering his pastimes and holy names, Krishna will accept and purify us too. Faithful hearing of Krishna Katha brings us closer to Govinda, the Lord who loves and protects all. 5 lessons for tonight. 1. Krishna protects everyone who takes shelter of him. 2. Krishna magnifies even the smallest service we offer him. 3. A pure heart pleases Krishna, but he can purify even the impure. 4. Remembering and chanting Krishna's names offers protection. 5. Krishna's mercy is greater than anyone's faults. O dear Lord Krishna, you are the protector of everyone who takes shelter in you. Just as you saved Gokula and purified Putana with your mercy, please always protect me and my family. Help my heart remember your holy names and stories as I rest tonight. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. May I always feel your love and kindness. Good night, Krishna. Good night. Next time, the salvation of Trinavarta. A mysterious new challenge approaches Gokula, and Krishna's divine childhood reveals even more wonders.